I don't even know a word that sounds like two.
Too, I don't know. Too awful. We're awful.
Too awful. Too awful.
Are we 2-9 now? 2-9. Maybe 2-10. I don't remember. We'll be 2-10 soon.
Or will we?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Blowhole. As you can tell by us phoning in the intro, the Miami Dolphins are starting to phone in the season. But, you know, we had that little rise in effort that started around week 5 or 6.
Effort's still there.
Game 5 or 6. They don't give up. I'll give them that. We knew what the season was. We won't mince words here, but the last couple weeks are going to just be, if you're going to stick it out tried and true like we are, more power to you.
All right. Well, thanks. This is a great episode of The Blowhole. Thanks for stopping by, everybody.
I thought you were going to say something there.
No, I was waiting for you to do your actual intro. Who are you? Who am I? What is this? What are we doing?
No.
Yeah. People have been around. You know, it's Thanksgiving. Maybe people are listening for the first time and they're dry, sitting in traffic going to eat some turkey with the fam.
Very well. Very well. God, making me work on Thanksgiving week. So this is The Blowhole on Finsider Radio. I am your host, James Radio. And that is Roptimus, who's making me do my job this week. Thanks, Rob. I'm sure the listeners appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Cool. So yeah, Sunday was another awful performance from your Miami Dolphins. There were some, there's some positive things going on. I will talk a little bit about that as we start recapping, but why don't you give your feelings about Sunday, Rob?
You know what? I love watching Ryan Fitzpatrick play football. I really do. The guy loves to play. I like rooting for him. I mean, I know he's not our future. I understand people want to see Rosen out there, but this offensive line is too awful. There's no way he can develop. We tried it. That we saw that the offense was way better under Fitzpatrick. We need to develop players and systems as well as just the quarterback position. We would not be doing Rosen any favors throwing him out there. He'd be murdered. And I love watching Fitz play. And I know he's not great, but man, the guy loves to play. He got heart, diving for touchdowns even when we're getting crushed. Guy's great. Hall of Famer.
I do. He's actually, he's definitely not making the Hall of Fame. Saying that, but he's had a nice career in the NFL, and he has been extremely fun to watch. I remember when they signed him, I said that this was going to be a fun season, if nothing else, to watch him play. I do really enjoy watching him play. And then the other, one of the other things I wanted to call out as a highlight was, your favorite, your boy, Devontae Parker.
There
he's having a heck of a season.
I was also going to say, how much can we thank Fitz for making the kind of throws that Parker can maybe elevate to play? You know, I think having just knowing that somebody's going to try to get you a ball to fight for, maybe get some up for this a little more. Maybe he's healthy. I think that's a lot of combinations, but I think Fitzpatrick helps Parker become the player he did this year.
Yeah, and hopefully he continues to stay healthy because obviously he's had a hard time with that in the past. But he hasn't even popped up on the injury sheet this year.
Now that you just doomed him to the IR, but I believe he's probably the only wide receiver we have that hasn't missed a significant time.
That's true. And Hearns, I think Hearns.
Yeah, you're right. Hearns has been
even though he did take didn't he? He took a shot in one of those games. Was it the Dallas game where he just got rocked?
Yeah, Hearns. I'm trying to remember this one game. Don't make me remember two games. And that's like that's like six games ago.
It was a long time.
That's back
time
when
ago.
Dallas was good.
Yeah. So, back to Sunday in Cleveland. The Dolphins were large underdogs on the road. And they quickly fell down 28-0. So the game was pretty much over, or we thought, but they made a decent effort to make it a show. They got a field goal right before halftime, so they went into halftime not being shut out, which was nice. Then they got the ball to start the second half, And then they scored two more touchdowns to cut it to 28-17. The Browns missed a field goal in there. The defense was just awful.
Terrible.
We've been on record. It's a bad defense. They're out there trying. They're trying. We have no safeties anymore. And the safeties we had before that weren't very good. Xavier Howard has been out for a while. They're all practice squad guys back there, basically, in the second. It's a secondary full of undrafted free agents and practice squad castoffs.
It's not good.
No, and there's no pass rush. Taco's now playing hurt, and he was very quiet on Sunday. Charles Harris, there was a Charles Harris sighting. I remember texting you during the game.
Yes.
He got to Baker, but he was unable to actually tackle Baker. So
But it was amazing because that was like a full body bear hug I don't know how he even got out of that. I don't want to take away the guy hasn't had many highlights. So good for him getting to the quarterback, but how he ended up sharing that sack and letting him get out of his hands is beyond me.
I was like, wow, he finally got to the quarterback and then he couldn't.
Then he let
Is he the Kalen Ballage of pass rushers?
No, he's actually better than that, whatever that means.
I don't know. I don't really think so. I don't know.
You know what? He's got draft pedigree. Ballage didn't come with a first round pick, so maybe he's worse.
Yeah.
I was like kind of like the harbinger of things to come. It's just like in that first drive, even the first couple plays. I hate when the team is just swatting at the ball, pulling at the ball while letting the running back run for 10 more yards. Oh. It's like
Chubb, yeah.
I mean, I get it. You see your teammates around you. Maybe you're taught go for the ball because there's other guys to get the tackle. But I mean, he had like his first run was like a 12-yard run with six guys on his back. When like just take him down. Let's just take him down.
No, I know. Just tackle him. I know. And that was. And Raekwon McMillan, who was back, and he's another one. He and Taco were both back this week, but they didn't seem like the same guy. Like they were some of our better players before, and I think they're obviously now playing with injuries and not 100%, and they didn't look 100% on Sunday. And then also Christian Wilkins is looking better. I mean, I saw him make some plays in the running game. I think he's going to be a serviceable, solid pro.
He's been fine all year. That defensive tackle, that's hard to know. Like, if you're not watching game film, they don't always show up in the stat sheet, especially when we're doing 3-4 stuff. Like, their job is to just eat linemen so other people can get through. So they don't show up in the stat sheet, but I think he's had a very good year. It was a fine pick.
I feel like, I mean, he was a pretty high draft pick, and I think, don't you kind of want to see, even though he is an interior defensive lineman, you still want to see some more splash plays I mean, he's solid.
Yeah, I want but that's not what that position calls for in this defense. And
also, and maybe if there's more talent around him.
When there's nobody else to double team, then he's still fighting the center and one of the guards.
Yeah, and Jenkins played. He's also another. He's the other. I mean, they're ends in the 3-4 lineup, but they're really interior defensive linemen. But Jenkins has been okay, and he was good again on Sunday. And one of the other things, and we didn't touch on this last week, was one thing that I have liked about this Dolphin team is that they haven't really been killed with penalties this year. But the last 2 weeks, they've been. They've had a lot of penalties called against them, so they're kind of reverting back to being sloppy.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because that was something I noticed and wanted to bring up and did not. But yes, there was the penalties, and they were at like bad times. They were like on those third downs, and like they were like drive extending or drive killing penalties.
Yeah, it felt like we were watching Gase and Philbin teams again that just used to constantly do that. And there are a lot of times, I mean, like we've watched games together before, like where it does seem like they're terrible calls or they're blown calls, but I don't know. There's always bad calls, but
the team was also playing sloppy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. And, the last 2 weeks they've been, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but close to 100 yards in penalties in both of those games, if not more. So when you're a bad team like the Miami Dolphins are, you can't afford to have 100 yards of penalties as well. One thing I did want to touch on that was a call in the game. Didn't really, it wouldn't have mattered. They weren't winning the game, but that, that PI that was overturned, that got the Browns a touchdown right before, on their last drive of the half. That was kind of, I thought that was a little, I don't know. That was a little suspect to me.
I mean, it did look like PI. It just was close enough that it's odd with this, since they're not overturning PI, that they overturned it. If it was called PI on the field, we wouldn't really have blinked. But the fact that it went to a booth review and got overturned when they never overturn these things, it wasn't that egregious. It wasn't like that. It didn't seem like the play that needed to be overturned.
I mean, a good harbinger or like a good indicator of this is like if a pass goes to a wide receiver and he doesn't catch the ball, his arms go up in the air like he's been interfered with every single time, whether or not he's been interfered with. And Beckham didn't even do that. he wasn't even arguing about it.
Yeah,
like,
if Beckham didn't cry for the call, then it wasn't pass interference.
I mean, I'm like, come on. Like, you know, if he's not even complaining about it, then I don't know. It's just it was – It wouldn't have mattered for the game. I didn't like it. It left a bad taste in my mouth. And then the Browns, like just overall as a team, I think they're an okay football team. They've got Chubb's a good running back. Obviously, Landry was, we didn't even talk about Landry. He was
awesome.
Amped for this game and good for him. Like, he was, you know, I mean, he's playing against,
I'm not so sure about the crawling, celebration. He did that a couple times.
Oh, I don't care about that.
I know, but it was a weird one. It almost looked like...
Was it a slight against the Dolphins, or was it just a...
I don't know. It kind of reminded me of like when the dog drags his butt on the carpet and like after he poops, and you're like, come on, what are you doing? And he kind of looked like he was doing one of those. That's not what he was doing, but that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, it was a great game for him. He was always one of my favorite Dolphins. I wasn't up too upset about them trading him because of what he ended up signing for, and I still don't necessarily think he's worth it.
Yeah,
no, but good for him. Good to see him having a good game.
Yep. No, the Browns are I think they're a very talented team with terrible coaching. So they're like the opposite of what we are right now. Like if this staff had that talent, that'd be a playoff team. And if their staff had this talent, they'd make the Bengals look good.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. So, all right. So coming into leading up to this week, we're doing the show on a Tuesday. I did mention that it was Thanksgiving week, so it's a little early. So not a ton of news. There were injuries to Jakeem Grant and Albert Wilson during the game. Grant has been ruled out for this week and most likely won't play a lot the rest of the way. Wilson most likely will play, and I would imagine we'll probably see a lot more targets since Grant is not going to be out there, and I can't tell you who the fourth wide receiver for the team is going to be next week.
Yeah, I don't even know if they pulled him up off of the practice squad yet. We're guessing
most likely Isaiah Ford. Yeah. I'm guessing Isaiah Ford.
They brought him up before, so that's why we're guessing that, but that's not news. That's just speculation.
Yeah, maybe you'll see. The only we were talking about this before we started the show. I didn't mention this. Maybe Clyde Walford sees some more play. He's like a pass catching tight end that they have that's on the roster. So maybe they do some more, you know, maybe he comes out as a second tight end in a four wide receiver set or something like that. I don't know.
Who knows? Here's my last thing about that game is I spent probably too much time today trying to put the word garbage into my Google Translator in French, trying to make the Google Translator say garbage in French because I wanted them to say, to make it rhyme with balage. I wanted them to just say garbage so I could have a soundbite. I basically tried to make the computer give me a soundbite of garbage, and I failed, but I spent way too much time doing it. That's all I have to say about Kalen Balage or garbage.
Yeah, last week when we were recapping the Buffalo game, we kind of ran the Balage jokes into the ground, just like he kind of does on every single play.
My favorite thing that happened in last week's game was when they finally gave, when we were in the red zone, they gave Laird a carry and he ran for a good like 10 yards and a first down, and And all I could think of is, why didn't he just slowly run straight into a bunch of people and fall down? That's what I thought running backs were supposed to do.
So I will say this. Ballage doesn't run slowly into those people. He runs very, very fast.
That's
right,
true.
Into them.
And he then, runs right
and
into
falls.
Them.
And he runs super fast and super hard, just right into somebody every single
that's
time.
That's true.
Which is kind of – it's like I said last week. He's historically bad, like statistically, and I've never seen anything like it. I don't know if anyone has. So that continued on Sunday. He was terrible, didn't get a touchdown. I think he might have broken 10 yards rushing. I think he had 13 yards on like 10 carries or something.
He did. But, he had 7 carries for 13 yards. That's pretty good for him.
Oh, so almost 2 yards. Almost 2 yards a carry. That's actually pretty good for him.
He also had a catch for 13 yards. So come on now.
Yeah. Hold the presses. Yeah. But I would like to see. I don't understand why Laird isn't getting more opportunity. Like, Laird had like 2 carries for 20 yards. Like, I'm not saying he's the best thing ever, but
by snap count, Laird was in on just about as many snaps as Ballage.
But he got no carries. Gaskin had more carries than Laird.
Laird had 3 carries. Gaskin's had 4. And Laird,
Gaskin's also looks like garbage.
Gaskin's doesn't look good. So. But I mean, he was on the field, so he might be getting, I think, Laird. And I think he's more of the garbage time back, but I think they're trying to work him in, obviously. The problem is when we had Drake and Walton, who are both, you know, talent-wise, decent, you know, an average, good, you know.
Those are
Running
backs.
We could at least, we didn't have a running game, but it was at least worth running. Right now, when we run, it's just a loss down. And if you're looking at 2-12 or 2-9 at best, that it's almost not worth running. And this team is way too terrible to be a one-dimensional only pass team with that offensive line. So I think that's why we've seen the drop. I mean, that's part of what we've seen in the drop. In play from the 2 wins to these next 2 losses.
Yeah, the threat of a running game, that no longer exists. There's that, and then there's also the defense just being complete garbage now. Like, it was looking serviceable for a while, and then there's just no depth. So if you start to lose anybody, I mean,
yeah, that's
it's being held together with duct tape and chewed gum. So it's starting to fall apart.
It's amazing what those 2 wins, how they actually gave, like, as a fan base, almost brought us back to confidence. To now we're like getting annoyed, like, why are you terrible? I'm like, oh, you've always been terrible. We just had those 2 wins you gave us in the middle, which we're thankful for. But yeah, this team is not talented.
Yeah, and again, I wasn't even that frustrated watching the game on Sunday. I was like, again, when it got to be like 28-0, I was like, oh, man. And then, but I wasn't like, it's not even embarrassing anymore is basically what I'm trying to say. And then, like, they had their little comeback, and I was like, oh, look at him go. It's cute. It's like, that's like Baby Yoda in The Mandalorian. It's like, you just root for him. Oh, you haven't seen that yet. You don't even know that. Sorry.
It's everywhere.
You have the internet.
Internet, everybody. And by the way, he's not a baby Yoda. Yoda's a person's name. Nobody even knows what the hell kind of species that is.
That's why we call him Baby Yoda.
But he's not Baby Yoda. He's not even related to him.
He might be related to him. We don't know that.
Oh, now you're saying they all look alike? Man, that's specious. You're a specious. Come on. Fitzy gets his 200th touchdown. Gesicki gets his first. Those are worth noting.
Yeah. On his birthday. That's right. On Fitzmagic's birthday, too. Cool. So we do have the Philadelphia Eagles are coming to Miami this weekend. The Dolphins are getting, I had 9.5, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think this Eagles team obviously is in desperate need of a win. That division is still up for grabs, and they're probably going to come down here and Ajayi is on that team.
Yes, so, he is.
Yeah.
This is not a revenge game. Ajayi was working on the street for far too long.
I agree. I'm not saying it's a revenge game, but I could see him having a nice game.
If Howard's back, I don't think you're going to see him play at all. I mean, he's only back because of injuries.
That is true. That's true. It's not like he's not getting a lot of run out there. That's true. That's probably not that important. Either way, I still think the Eagles are going to come down to Miami and really break one off. I'm saying 38-17 Eagles.
So there's two huge factors for this game. Well, they're not huge factors because the Dolphins aren't that good. But are they? The Eagles were down that Lane Johnson. They were their offense did not work at all without him. We don't have a pass rush, so that won't matter as much. But honestly, it also depends on if like Alshon Jeffries comes back, because they have no pass catchers. Like Aguilar's been terrible, and I don't even think he played. Like they literally had a worse receiving core than us, like by far, like at each position.
Yeah. I mean, Ertz is there. They have a good running back and a good
honestly,
line. And
you're right. Without the wide receiver, Ertz and Goddard will just kill us, because we always have problems with tight ends anyway. So those guys will both probably have 15 to 30 fantasy points.
Yeah, I'm not going to say 38. That's too many points. I'm going to say 31. 31 to 17 Eagles.
See, I still think, well, I can't say that line's too high now with the way we've been playing the last couple weeks.
No, we're bad. We're real bad again.
So this is one, honestly, this is one that was just always penciled as a loss, but man, the Eagles are not what they were. But I'm going to have a sneak in at a cover. I'm going to say, I mean, we're still, Fitz is going to figure out how to get it done. He's going to get us to 20 points. So
I can see that.
So it's going to be like 28-20.
Oh, all right. That sounds good. A cover. I mean, I do feel
I'd say we cover. My optimism is beaten down to a cover.
A cover on a 10-point spread at home.
9.5.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into pick watch and then go around the NFL. So stay tuned. And we're back. Now it's time for the most important part of the Miami Dolphins season. That's going to be our draft capital and pick watch.
Welcome to Pick Watch 2020 with your hosts, James Radio and Ruffinus Prime.
All right. So not a very good week for Miami Dolphin draft capital. So we did lose and the Redskins won. And everywhere I saw that pushed us ahead of them. But I just read a tweet before the show that said, technically, they're still ahead of us. So we're not actually at three.
I think their strength of schedule is still easier. It's weird because we played all the same teams except for like the four games, like the two, you know, like the or if I guess it's not all the same.
I've heard it's from what I understand, it's very close. Like everything I've seen this week has said the Dolphins are slated to pick third, but then I saw technically, I guess they're actually fourth. So, whatever. So we're sitting three or four is where we are. But the real problems came from the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans winning. So that the Steelers, for those of you that weren't paying attention, were having a hard time with the Cincinnati Bengals. So that would have been good for us as well, because the Bengals would have gotten a win. Hurting their chances to get the number one pick, and it would have given us a better pick from the Steelers. But the Steelers did manage to win that game. And then it came out this week that now Andy Dalton is going to be the starter for the Bengals
going forward.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if Dalton
had started that game, they won.
Yeah. They had to bench Rudolph in the third because he was awful. The Delvin Duck Hodges had his one big throw that got them the touchdown. Other than that, I mean, it was an awful game, and the Bengals had multiple chances. They were actually going in to look like they could win it or tie it and fumbled. And of course, Minka picks up the fumble, but the damage was done by the guy who caused the fumble, who was not Minka.
Right. But still, Minka is like,
we don't need to get into it.
All right, fine. We don't need to get into it, but Minka is kind of single-handedly destroying the draft pick that we got for him. The next game would be the Texans, which we actually talked about on last week because they played Thursday night, which is when we recorded. They beat the Colts, so that pick went down from 22 to 25. So our first-round picks are now three or four, 22, 25. And then our second round picks, because the Saints also won in a last second manner. They have gone, that's the 61st pick, but we also have the 35th and the 67th pick. So 3, 22, 25, 35, 61, and 67. That is six picks in the top 70 for this team. And a whole bunch again at the end of the draft as well. So a lot of draft capital.
There's still a lot of football to be played because the Steelers and Texans both could have lost, which would have made those like, you know, close to a top 10 and a top and definitely in the top 20. But you know, they both have a loser. They're both underdogs, right? Coming in
I think so. Yeah. I think the Steelers, that team just feels like it's going to be like 6-10 or 7-9 or something like that. Like, even though they're winning more,
they're a 6-10 talent team, but I think that, you know, but they might just end up, they have those little bit of things that maybe gets them to 7, 8, or 9. Hopefully not. But I mean, right now they're the sixth playoff team. They're the second wild card team right now. Yep.
Because they're 6-5.
Yeah.
That's incredible to me. Oh, wow. Anyway, so the Texans also, you know, I feel like they're probably going to be that. I still feel like that pick's going to be in like the high 20s, high to mid.
Yeah, the Colts are kind of falling off. Like, I thought a couple weeks ago it looked like the Colts could actually take that division and really help us out. But Mac going down and other issues, obviously. You know, we beat them without Brian Hoyer was in there, so that didn't help them for winning the division. No. It'll still be interesting. They still play each other, and you know, we can root for the Colts and hope it works out.
Maybe Tannehill can help us out.
Ooh, and
that division.
On fire.
He played a hell of a game.
He's running too. He's actually
using. I know. Yeah, so you have this week we have the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are getting 6.5 at home, and the Falcons crushed New Orleans in New Orleans just a couple weeks ago. So the Falcons could win that game. I still like the Saints, but I'm sure you like the Saints as well.
I do. The Falcons, they just got crushed by the Bucs, right? Did they end up making a game of that? But it still wasn't really a game, right? They came down.
No, but the Falcons, yeah. So the Falcons are 1-7. They go into New Orleans. Just that game wasn't close. Like, they destroyed New Orleans. Then they go into Carolina, who's also a pretty good football team on the road, and they destroy them. Then they come home and get wrecked by the Buccaneers.
Right.
Like, I and those are all division games. I guess I get it, but it's just that's football, man. That's weird. So either way, we both like the Saints, right?
We do.
Yeah. So Cleveland Browns at Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers getting 2 at home. I like the Browns.
I would love for the Browns to win this game. Really just for picks, but so Mason Rudolph is not playing, whether it's because he got into the altercation with the Browns their last time they played, or because he was ineffectual. Either way, they're going with Delvin Duck Dodges. Hodges? Now, oh God, now I'm turning it to you. Where I'm not.
I like Duck Dodges.
Duck Dodges.
Duck Dodge. I like Duck Dodges. All right. We should call them that.
Duck Dodgers
like
in the 21st century.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like Cleveland. I would not be surprised at all if they lose because they're the Browns. But I would hope they win.
All right. New England at Houston. Houston getting 3 at home. This Patriots team doesn't really look that good to me.
This is.
But they just win. Just win every week.
This is the game where this is the one game where New England will lose just because it hurts us. But they have not. They've done what they needed to win. Their offense is not there. They have no wide receivers. They're having issues there. They do not look the same. The defense is still playing great.
I feel like they lose that game on Sunday if it's like anywhere near decent weather.
Oh, with the the last game against the Cowboys.
Yeah. Possible. Oh, and those phantom tripping calls. Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean,
like, what is that? That call that never gets called. That's never ever called. And they called it twice. Like, what are you talking? Like,
I mean, honestly,
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I mean, this kind of stuff, like,
that's weird. Honestly,
it's just weird.
That team mustered 3 field goals the whole game. There was no way they were going 70 yards. They weren't getting a touchdown. But I would have liked to seen them try. I would have liked to seen them actually have, you know, the crack at it.
So, all right. What are the Thanksgiving games? Are Chicago at Detroit? As we're getting out of pick watch now and just going around the rest of the NFL. So Chicago at Detroit is the early game on Thanksgiving. Is that correct?
That is correct. 12:30 Eastern, Bears at Detroit Lions. Lions.
Boy, what a terrible game that's going to be.
Lions getting 3.
I like the Bears, I guess. The Lions are just a shell now.
I refuse to participate in games where I'm forced to pick Trubisky. I'm not picking against I'm abstaining.
You're just not yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Buffalo Bills at Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are favored by 6.5 at home. That should be a pretty good game.
I
don't know about the points though.
That seems too high to me. Just because the Cowboys have not played, the Cowboys have not beaten a team with a winning record, and this Bills team is probably the worst team with a good record that there is. Like, because their record is quite good. I would lean towards taking the points in this one.
All right, I'll take Dallas because I feel like the Bills' defense, their run defense, is terrible from what I've seen. I'm not against us, but against other like real NFL teams, their rush defense is terrible. And Dallas has the best rushing attack in football with one of the best offensive lines. Yeah, I could see Dallas winning by a touchdown. I'll take Dallas.
All right, and now that we get 3 Thanksgiving games, the non-Detroit Dallas game is that Saints at Falcons game, which we already talked about because of pick watch.
Okay, and that's again not very. Those are pretty bad games for Thanksgiving. The Bills Dallas game will be good, but the rest of them are not good.
Yeah, true.
Not good at all.
And just since we're doing our picks. And I know we were doing pick watch and now we started our picks. We should mention that even though I've been crushing you all season, you have 3 weeks in a row, 1-2-1 to climb.
I'm making a game of it.
You're within 3 of me. So you pull a 3-0 and we're all even. So we're at 18-15. So last week you took the Bills. They were -4 and they destroyed. Who did they play? They won. Oh, Denver. Denver. They won by double digits. You lost the New England game because they didn't cover because it was 6.
Ugh.
And then you took the 49ers. I was confident in Green Bay, which was a mistake because your favorite team,
the 49ers,
your hometown team crushed.
So, my new hometown team.
Yeah, your 2 wins were crushes, and my win was a measly squeak cover.
Yeah, I did take all favorites. Yeah, so that was Anyway, okay, so I'm getting back in it. I'm making a game of it. I like that.
You are.
All right, so to the Sunday games. Green Bay Packers at New York Giants. Giants getting 6.5 at home. I like the Packers.
I like the Packers. I mean, if I thought they could beat the 49ers, I certainly think they can beat the Giants.
I mean, it would be good for us if the Giants won, but that's not going to happen. Washington Redskins at Carolina Panthers. Carolina giving 10 points at home.
Panthers.
Panthers.
That Haskins. So it's funny that like Haskins looks terrible, and
he is terrible.
That, but the team is terrible. This goes back to like it kind of goes back to what we say, right? You can't just throw a young quarterback. But sometimes they need a team around them to develop or to see what they really are.
I didn't say this when you were talking earlier, but I totally agree with your Rosen take from earlier. Like I wanted to see him play a little bit this year. I did. I saw some positive things out of him, but I don't want him playing on this team at all. Like it'll be bad for him.
It doesn't matter if the team's bad. It's that he needs an offensive line. You can't develop. We've watched young quarterbacks get destroyed behind bad offensive lines and they've never recovered. It makes a difference where these guys are.
I think they they pulled him at exactly the right time. Like they like, cause he was, you could see him starting to develop bad habits in that Washington game.
It's not a coincidence that the three best young quarterbacks we have right now, with Mahomes, Watson, and Lamar, went to good teams. They were good teams when they were drafted. They were playoff teams or bubble teams when they got there. They were not.
And
that's a huge, huge factor. Russell Wilson went to a great team.
Yeah.
Brady went to a good team. Like, it matters. I'm not saying these guys would never be good, but the fact that they're so good so soon is because they're on good teams.
Marino went to a good team.
He did.
Yep. Cool. All right. So, yeah, the Redskins are going to get crushed by Carolina. San Francisco at Baltimore. Baltimore favored by 5.5. This is the first time that a 10-1 team has been the underdog in a game since 2007.
Did you watch that game last night? Was it last night? The Ravens game Monday night?
I watched the 49ers on Sunday and the Ravens on Monday night. Those are the two best teams in the NFL in my mind, and it's not really close.
I agree.
But I still think the Ravens are better. I think the Ravens are on a different planet right now.
I don't know if the 49ers can come back. Like, they're built to lead and to win that way. Kind of like, you know,
right.
Which is fine. Yep. I mean, that's good. I mean, they're built for it, and that's fine. The Ravens, I mean, that team scared the heck out of me. Watching them last night, they looked like they did in us week one. It was just they could do whatever they wanted. I mean,
yeah, that was against the Rams, and the Rams are not as good as they were last year, but they're still a good football team.
Yeah, they're not a bad team. I mean, this Ravens team is scary. I hate to say it because I don't like the Ravens, but my God,
I will say this: this Ravens team, I like Ingram, I like Lamar Jackson, as players.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this team's not full of guys that I hate. There's no Ray Lewis and a bunch of the guys that I didn't like. Yeah. So, I don't hate this team like I used to hate the Ravens. They're incredible. I mean, if we were, a good team in the AFC, I wouldn't like them. But since we're so bad and so, not even close to them, it doesn't even – I don't know. I'm excited to watch that game, and I think that could be a Super Bowl preview. I think that those are the two best teams in the NFL, barring injury, of course.
No, I agree. They are definitely
– That was one thing that I did notice on Monday night was Jackson's out there. They're going for it on fourth down. I'm like, Jesus, sit this guy down. That is one guy you don't want to get hurt.
I mean, he didn't play the fourth quarter. He played seven drives, had led him to six touchdowns and a field goal.
It was 35-6 in the third quarter, and he's out there. They're running for it on fourth down or going for it on fourth down, and he's running, and he's – I'm like, it just made me nervous. And I'm not even a Ravens fan.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
But, yeah, he's good. So
we both like the Ravens in that game?
I mean, six is tough. That'd be tough to – I mean, I would if I had to pick it, I'd pick the Ravens, but I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up close, closer than that, but – Yeah, not enough to pick it.
Yeah, okay. Tennessee Titans at Indianapolis Colts. Colts favored by 2.5 at home. I actually like the Titans and Ryan Tannehill.
I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it, but I think I agree. Marlon Mack's not going to play. He's already out. The guy, I don't remember his name, and I picked him up in fantasy. He's been fine. He's had two 100-yard games in relief. But the Colts have not looked right. Let's go with the red hot Titans.
It's frustrating watching it, watching the Titans play, just because that team, watching Henry run, they have Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill, and they have these young wide receivers that kind of remind me of the wide receivers that we used to have, and they have a decent offensive line, and it's
bit of bummer
that
news.
Could have been our team.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to it than just four people, but I know the feeling. I know what you're saying.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, Ajayi could have been Henry, Parker could have been Brown, and so on and so forth.
I mean, Ajayi has never been Henry except for 3 weeks, but yeah, I know what you're saying. It's just a stretch.
It was more than 3 weeks.
But here's a bit of sad news. I saw Cameron Wake went on IR, so he will not be.
Oh, he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. He went to IR, so he will not be playing for the rest of the season. So part of this magical, he won't be part of the rest of this magical little Tannehill run that the Tennessee Tannehills are on.
All right. Eagles at Miami. We already talked about that. Buccaneers at Jacksonville. Jacksonville favored by one. That's a pick 'em. Give me the Bucs. I think they win. I don't know. Jacksonville's bad.
Yeah. You know what? The Bucs, that's a Bucs kind of, that's a kind of game they win. Surprise. The over-under is only 48 and a half. I mean, the way
that, like, given how bad those defenses are. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Jets at Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals favored by, or not favored. Sorry. Bengals getting 3.5 at home. Boy, I'd like to see the Bengals win this game.
I do, but the Jets are playing well.
The Jets are hot.
You got Dalton back, but I still would take the Jets in this game, as much as painful to say.
Yeah. All right. Los Angeles Rams at Arizona Cardinals. Arizona +3 at home. The Rams aren't that good. I mean, they're good, but not like, I don't know. I guess I like the Rams.
So is the Rams at the Cardinals? Why is that thing not showing up on my list? Is somebody hurt? Is there no line? What's the line you have?
3 points. Arizona's getting 3 at home.
I mean, I have to go with the Rams. I could see the Cardinals winning this, doing something fancy, but I'm not picking it.
All right. Oakland Raiders at Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 9.5. At home, I like the Chiefs.
Chiefs,
the Raiders went to New York. Yeah,
I could see the Raiders actually winning this, just doing that.
No,
they were looking past it or whatever, and the Chiefs aren't the Chiefs, but off the bye, Andy Reid off the bye, I'm going with the Chiefs. I'll lay the 9.5.
No, any team that gets hammered by the Jets like that is not good.
Like the Cowboys?
You are not a good... Cowboys didn't get... They did not lose like that.
They lost pretty bad.
The Cowboys...
Not that bad.
No, they didn't.
Not that bad, but they lost. That game, they lost.
That was a one-score game that they lost. It ended up being like 21-16 or something.
They got beat. It was like never in doubt.
All right. It was much closer than 34-3.
Well, most games are.
Anyway, all right. Los Angeles Chargers at Denver Broncos. Oh, boy, that is a meaningless game. 2.5 points. The Broncos getting 2.5 at home. I honestly don't know. Chargers.
The Chargers are getting their safeties back. They're getting, especially the guy, I thought he was out for the year.
James?
Yeah. So I think the Chargers, I'll take the Chargers there.
Is that the Sunday night game?
No. The Pats Texans are Sunday night.
Oh, Pats Texans is Sunday night. Okay. That's why I don't have it, because I had it at the pick watch. Okay. And then Monday night game would be Minnesota at Seattle. That's a great game. Jadeveon Clowney is out.
Is he definitely out for that game?
Definitely out.
So Seahawks are favored by 3. I don't know if you mentioned that.
I did. I thought I might not have. You're right.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just confirming. I think that's tough. Well, this is the whole, you know, I went against the Vikings in a night game because of Kirk never beating a good team, and then they won. I think this Vikings team is pretty good. Thielen's back. I don't know if he's playing, but he's coming. He's back. They released whatever player they had.
All right, I'm taking the Seahawks. Are you going to take the Vikings?
Yeah, I'll take the Vikings because I think we still need another one.
Yeah, so all right, I got Seattle and Dallas.
And what else? And we need a third game. Unless you only want to do two.
So
you can't catch me this week.
No, we got to pick. Got to pick one. I don't know. What were their ones that we were waffling on? You said you think Oakland might cover.
Oh, you're gonna force me into that? You know what?
I'm just saying, I'm trying to think of the ones we disagreed on.
All right, but you gotta
what
give
about
me,
the Rams?
You gotta give me an extra point. I want 10.5.
Okay, 10.5. I got Kansas City 10.5.
All right.
Cool. And that does it for Pick Watch and around the NFL. Any other NFL news or notes that you want to touch on?
No, I hate football.
That's not been a fun season, that's for sure. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll do my favorite segment, which is Fantasy Camp. Stay tuned. And we're back. All right, time for our favorite segment, Fantasy Camp.
Miami Dolphins. Fantasy Camp.
All right. So for those of you that don't know, Rob and I play a weekly game of fantasy football using only Miami Dolphins skill players, wide receivers, skill? Running backs, and tight ends.
Skill players? Balazs is in this game.
And he's the top running back in this game. Left, anyway. So that's basically how it goes. At the beginning of the year, it was obviously... there was a lot more to it. There were a lot more players to choose from. There was a lot more intrigue and mystery. Now it's basically whoever gets Devontae Parker seems to win. So we rotate who picks first back and forth. Did last week I picked first. I'm also pretty far ahead in the series. I won last week, if we're recapping.
You
right?
did. So you've got...
That garbage touchdown to Hearns ended up helping me, right?
It's 7-4. You're crushing me. Yeah, actually, that was the difference. If Hearns didn't get that touchdown, I would have won. Because I had Gesicki's touchdown, and Wilson actually ended up with 8 points because of 6 catches for 33 yards.
Yeah, I was doing the math. Laird, I think, would have done more had he got – because I had Laird. If he would have gotten more touches, like, I think he would have been
He just had the 1 point. He was
– Laird? No, he had 20 yards rushing. He had 2 points.
Did he? I thought he had 13. I have – you did even better here. Why did I put him – oh, I must have screwed up and put in – Balazs' rushing numbers in twice.
Yeah, he had 20. Either way, it doesn't matter. I had not Gesicki at tight end, which was useless.
Grant got hurt, so I got goose egg there. So that's true.
So that was a wash. But yeah, okay. So I guess this week you pick first. So are you going to take Devontae Parker?
Yeah, before we get there, I just also want, when this happens, we like to mention,
oh, right.
We both got beat. Landry had, with his 2 touchdowns and 10 receptions for 148 yards. He had 31 points. You had 26. I had 20. So, and actually Odell came close. He had 17 points. Oh, and Chubb beat me, but lost to you. He had 22 points with his touchdown, 3 catches for 58 and 106 on the ground. So
obviously individual players that beat both of our entire teams.
Correct.
Yeah, of Miami Dolphin players. So the Miami Dolphins are very not viable in real fantasy football. Parker
is
somewhat
not true.
Usable,
Parker is a complete start right now. And now that the... Fitzpatrick is a sneaky play if you're a guy who's stuck.
Right,
with...
but Fitzpatrick isn't in this game. Like,
no, I mean in real fantasy. Yeah. I'm talking about in real fantasy. Right. Like, you can actually start now that the buys are over. You probably wouldn't, but you know he's if for injuries or whatever. But Parker is actually a startable wide receiver. Like, he should be owned and started in most leagues.
Yeah, he's like a wide receiver 3.
So on that note, I will take him. I have Parker.
By the way, so now when I take him
first, that's when like something weird happens and I end up losing and some Balazs falls in the end zone or something.
So I'm going to take Gesicki and Hearns.
Ooh. I guess
it's not By
the way,
I'm not taking Balazs.
I spelled Gesicki's name different every week when I type it in here. So I'm going to take Laird so Balazs can fall into the end zone for you.
God damn. I don't want Balazs on my team.
Well, you don't have to have him. You can have Gilka Wilkinson.
All right. So who are you, taking?
I have to figure out. So the other wide receiver, it's... I mean, what do we do? So I'm going to... Oh, because you still get a wide receiver. You still need a wide receiver,
Hurts,
too.
I got Hurts, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know if Wilson's playing.
Do you want Ford or Wilson?
What's that?
Do you want Ford or Wilson?
I'll take Wilson.
We don't even know if Ford's going to play.
I don't even know if Wilson's going to play. So,
well, that leaves me with Ford.
So if any of our guys are out, then we, you know, if Wilson doesn't play, I get to pick the next scrub guy.
Our number two wide receivers are, yeah, our number two wide receivers are flexible. Like, if they don't play, we'll get the guys that actually do play.
Yeah, well, since we're picking on Tuesday, if a guy doesn't play, we'd rather just put in whoever replaces them. And so you have so you have Gesicki, Hearns, Ford, and Balazs. Oh, my God. That's terrible. I have Parker, Laird, Wilson, and not Gesicki, which is pretty much
also terrible.
Yeah.
Parker's good, though. Like, Parker's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it, you know, I'm only winning 7-4. I thought I was winning by more. I guess it is only 7-4.
That's a lot. Yeah. Like, it's almost, you've almost wrapped it up. We only have 5 more games.
I know.
So if you win this, you're pretty much guaranteed a tie. You're also, by the way, you're also winning points 234 to 214. So you've actually scored 20 more fantasy points on me as well.
Well, it's good that I'm winning this meaningless fantasy camp thing that we're doing.
You are very terrible.
Because my real fantasy football teams are terrible. My real fantasy football teams, I have 2 of them. They're both awful. This is like the worst fantasy football season I've ever had.
So bad.
But I'm winning a fantasy camp.
Fantasy camp.
So, yay. Cool. So did you watch The Watchmen on Sunday?
I did. See? Oh, and I thought of you while I was watching it.
I was wrong. It was a much better. It was not one of those throwaway, like, flashback episodes. It was incredible. It was very, very good.
I thought of you while watching it, because I'm like, oh, not only did he say, and I get it from the preview, it made it look like it was going to be a weird, trippy thing, like where it was going to like back and forth. But, oh, man, they gave you.
And I hate those. I do. I hate those episodes. But it was really good. It was not like that at all.
It was actually great, because honestly, that was stuff about Hooded Justice that wasn't in this. I don't remember that being in the comic, like going that deep into.
It's not. It's yeah. It's probably why I don't know if it's. I don't know. I mean, it definitely divulged from the source material, because if you watch, I mean, there wasn't really much about Hooded Justice in the comic books.
It's not that this. It's none of this is differentiating from it. It's just going way deeper in stuff that was never hinted at. Although.
Yeah.
The one thing
in the movie, it was pretty clear that he was a white guy. I will say that. But this is not following the movie. It's following the comic book.
But the one thing I thought was strange is because they brought when they showed the Minutemen like in the flashback, I didn't go back and look to see if he was in the background, but there was no comedian, none of the original Owl, none of those guys were there. It was just Captain Metropolis.
Comedian was there.
Was he there comedian in the background? He didn't speak, right?
Night Owl. No, none of them spoke. The only one that spoke was Captain Metropolis, obviously, because he was the one who recruited him.
Right.
But yeah, it was them taking the photograph. Kind of blurred out, but you could see, I mean, you could see the comedian for sure. And then who was the lesbian woman with the black hair? You could see her. I can't remember her character's name though.
Right.
I think you could see Silk Spectre. But yeah, I don't remember seeing Night Owl.
And it was interesting too how they made the Minutemen feel like a little bit more of a publicity stunt by Captain Metropolis than like people trying, you know, like they didn't really want to get into anything. They just wanted to make up a villain like Moloch and like pretend, you know, like just, and you know, they were like shilling for banks and stuff like as a money making thing more than a vigilante thing.
Yeah. No, it was cool though. It was a very good episode. The season has definitely, I thought it was good. I think it's now I think it's great, like must watch television for me. Like I can't wait to see next week.
Yep, I'm enjoying it.
So is it 10 episodes, Dino, or is it 8?
I do not know.
I think it's 10. I hope it's 10. Anyway, yeah, it's been fun. Dare I say I like it more than I'm enjoying it more than the Legion show, I think, so far. Do you have a take on that? I know they're different.
They're very different. You know what? I never watched the last season of Legion. I just realized that. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, it was very good.
I need to finish it.
But
it's different. Yeah. I mean, this is more epic, bigger scale, bigger budget. Like, this is a lot different type of story.
And I'm more tied to the characters than I mean, I like the Legion character. I think he's cool, but there's not a lot of like secondary things, you know.
Right.
This has been cool. And it's been, like I said, they're calling back like the old characters now more than they were in the first couple episodes, which is what I was hoping they would do. So looking forward to seeing what's going to happen to the Vite character. did you watch the trailer for next week or the preview for next week?
I did not. I don't.
They showed Vite's on trial in universe that he's in, and he's in like his full uniform. It's pretty. Pretty great. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. But really enjoying that. Go ahead.
Golden Compass is still awesome. The HBO series about the book, His Dark Materials.
I haven't started that yet.
It's very good.
And you still don't have Disney Plus yet, so you haven't seen, you're not current with The Mandalorian. Mandalorian's been great, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait till it's finished and then watch.
That's fine. I understand your POV there. But for those of you that do have Disney Plus and that are still listening, maybe this is a pretty small audience.
They have the internet. Right, they know all about The Mandalorian.
I wasn't going to explain it to them. I was just going to say it's phenomenal. Like it's a very good show. Like I think they've done an excellent job with it. Pedro Pascal is doing an excellent job with the character. Jon Favreau's done an excellent job writing it, directing it. It looks great. But, you know, the Baby Yoda character is adorable, and it's all good. It's all great. Have you bought your tickets for Star Wars yet?
I have. Only because somebody else bought them for me.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes, you absolutely do.
Yeah, I'm. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be back in town in time to see it with you guys. But
on the Friday. You get in that weekend after, right? Or that week, Monday.
I get in on the I get in the night of the 21st. So I'll be there with you on Sunday to watch that Bengals game on the 22nd, which is must watch television for Dolphin fans right now.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's that. And then anything else you want to touch on, pop culture wise or football wise?
No, I do feel like I probably will get Disney Plus soon, just so I'll probably want to watch most of the movies again before I watch the final one, just so I could finally put a pin in these friggin' Skywalkers and be done with their boring story already.
I did like The Last Jedi. I think we talked about that last season.
I liked it
a little bit. Yeah, but I'm.
That's my problem. I enjoy Star Wars, but it's completely overrated. Like if I dissect it, I will find way too many holes in it and too many problems. I mean, really, if you watch New Hope, Luke sucks. He's the worst. He's a whiny little crap who doesn't care that his aunt and uncle get murdered, and he makes all the wrong choices. You've got these magical people want to teach you some cool like Jedi stuff, and he's like, I'm gonna go find my dad and give myself up and like ruin everything except it's gonna work because it's stupid.
I thought Empire Strikes Back was a really good movie.
Yeah,
like I think, like, you know,
yeah, that's one third of the trilogy.
No, I agree. I'm agreeing with you.
That's the thing. I enjoy it for the same reasons everyone else does. It just gets elevated to this this level of like, this is the best thing ever. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's kind of hokey and stupid. I enjoy the heck out of it, but you know, maybe let's just leave it for what it is.
Yes. All right then. Well, on that note, I hope you all have a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope the Dolphins make an entertaining game of Sunday and maybe sneak out a win. Crazier things have happened, right, Rob?
Oh, we're going to crush them.
Not according to your prediction.
Well, that's just the betting prediction. But, you know,
they're going to crush the line. They're going to cover. They're only going to lose by 8.
We might win.
We could win. I wouldn't be shocked. Honestly, I'm like I said, I know we've said this on every single episode. We obviously want them to win every week, but I am totally fine if they finish 2-14.
Yeah, not 0-16 was really all that I desired.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. Have a great night. Enjoy your holidays. Be safe out there, and we'll see you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving. And go Dolphins.